We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Evan's ready to pounce. Why did you pull Garrett Cole out of that game?
You know what?
I want to know why.
As the day has gone on, I'm not annoyed at Aaron Boone or Garrett Cole. I'm annoyed that no one asked the question.
To me, that's the biggest story.
Because Aaron could answer it five different ways, and I'd say, okay. I mean, I think if he looks at, Garrett Cole, the body language, Garrett Cole said he was tired. I mean, there's so many ways you can answer it. It's not one of those questions that's unanswerable. It's actually pretty easy to answer. I'm curious what the answer is, but how after a game like that is no one asking it?
And you guys peeled back the onion on another issue, whatever,
we did.
A week or two ago. We're onion pullers, baby. Right?
Where he
just gave a yes or no answer. I forget what it was now. And you guys did like 5 minutes with him on it. And he gave all the specifics of the strategy. It had to do with a pinch hit situation,
I wanted to know why
Odor was involved.
But he's referring to the pinch hitting of Ruggi Odor.
Both things. What he's saying as well, yeah, with
Mullins.
Yeah,
really,
yes.
Very skilled at this.
Oh yeah,
I have to say.
And
when
you don't talk sports, come on.
Meanwhile, Logan Paul has this Fugazi fight with Floyd Mayweather, and they did the pre-fight press conference and all that stuff, and Jake Paul took Mayweather's hat off.
Yes,
and it became like a whole to do. It is really WWE stuff.
100%.
Is what it is.
100%.
And everyone's going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it. They have a guy like me ready to buy that stupid fight.
So really?
I would, yeah.
So you didn't buy the last one when his brother was fighting Ben Askren. But you do want to buy this
because
one with Floyd Mayweather.
Because I'm more familiar with Floyd Mayweather.
I got you.
Absolutely.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Meanwhile,
what's so funny? You're not buying it,
no,
St. Louis?
No, I'm laughing about a video of DeGrom here as the Mets are working out at Citi Field.
What's funny about it?
So, he played catch today. He felt good. Mets still aren't ready to lock him in for Sunday. So, we'll see. Meanwhile, here's the video of him playing shortstop during BP today. Watch the ups to get this line drive here coming up in a second.
So, he's playing
shortstop. His old position at Stetson.
Look at him getting up. The side looks okay.
Dude, if they put Jacob DeGrom at shortstop.
Why did they lie about the injury?
Lie about what injury?
He's not hurt.
Well, he is hurt. Then why didn't he pitch the other day?
Let me ask you a quick question.
Why didn't he pitch the other day?
Okay.
They
said his sore side.
Okay, so then what are you...
That video, by the way, came from SNY.
Here's my question.
Why'd they lie?
If the greatest pitcher in baseball, and your best player, obviously,
mm-hmm.
has a sore side
right.
where he misses a start,
right.
and they're so worried they MRI him,
right.
and thank God it came back, it's not no big deal, couple days, maybe he pitches on Sunday.
Right.
Thank God, right?
Yeah, thank God indeed.
If you are, as you should be, or extraordinarily protective of this guy because of how good he is, why would you allow him 48 hours later to not just field, pardon me, the cupcake got to me, not just, and it's delicious, by the way, not just field ground balls at short, but jump up as high as he can,
Craig, it's an easy
to catch
answer.
A line drive.
Because Jacob DeGrom
is really smart.
Because Jacob DeGrom is doing what he wants to do. He probably works out at shortstop a lot because
he played shortstop at
Stetson. He probably loves doing it. It's like Mariano jogging in the outfield. We know about that bad incident in Kansas
City.
Well, he missed the start, so of course he was hurt.
All right, he threw a bullpen today. They're going to check with him tomorrow to make sure he feels good.
Oh, they're going to check with him?
So they're not saying,
dude,
hey,
dude, who do you think makes these decisions?
Yeah, he's Simba now.
Yeah.
Let's check with the Lion King.
Well, when Jacob DeGrom
was pushed back an extra day a couple of weeks
you
ago.
You like the fact that he's jumping as high as he can for line drives and shortstop?
I think he's going to feel okay tomorrow. Look at that vertical.
I assume he's doing all right.
Well, because that, the still shot of that you just had there?
I assume Jacob DeGrom probably does it all the time, except we don't have videos released all the time about it. So for you to act, oh my God, I can't believe it, when he probably does it like every other day? I mean, that's the truth.
Can you send me this still shot of this?
The still shot? Sure.
Will you send it to me?
Yeah.
And by the way, you're going to the Poconos on the 7th now. They got changed.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, it popped up while I was looking at the picture.
That's all right.
That's fine.
I don't know who Kelly is, but your Poconos trip
that's
got moved.
That's his wife. That's my wife.
How do you know his wife's name?
Thankfully, that's my
wife. No idea.
That's my wife. Yeah. Tommy can confirm that, by the way.
Hold on. Do you realize what you could have done?
That's all right.
Yeah. What if it wasn't his wife?
Hey. Well, Kelly's taking him to the Poconos. Good
if
for
it
him.
Wasn't, I had it coming to me. You
thank God. That's all I'll say.
You
thank
go to the Poconos from the 7th to the 11th.
Imagine that.
With some girl named Kelly.
I don't know who Veronica is, but she just texted you, CeeLo. Something about, I'll see you tonight. Don't tell anybody, but have a good time.
Especially not Betty.
Listen, don't give me your phone. What do you want?
You demanded it to see Jacob DeGrom.
You know what's funny? I almost just sent that still shot to my wife.
That'll be us to the Poconos.
Oh, God.
Yeah, nice. Look at you going to the Poconos. I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Jake's pitching Sunday. That's the bottom line. The Mets haven't announced it yet, but if he's working out at shortstop, if he's jumping up, making
leaps
up tomorrow,
feeling well,
Jacob DeGrom's going to start Sunday against the Diamondbacks.
Sure, you're going to feel like I'm picking on your team. I'm not.
Well, you do it constantly.
I don't need to be.
What would be different?
But I'm not even going to preface it by saying I'm sorry.
Just say it.
Because I'm not.
Say your jackass Harry comment. It's fine.
If you're that worried about your best player where you MRI'd his lat 36 hours ago and he missed the start because of it, why are you allowing him to field ground balls and jump for balls?
Okay, I'm going to say it slowly this time so you understand.
That's just so
because,
stupid.
Now, it's your decision if you want to listen or not. You probably won't. Because Jacob DeGrom makes the decisions. You don't like that, go rip it. But Jacob DeGrom's the one who said, I want an extra day. The Mets gave it to him. He's the decider.
They MRI'd him.
Okay, are you paying attention? He decides everything.
Why did he get MRI'd?
Because he had soreness in his side. He told the Mets, I've got soreness in my side.
He got MRI'd because he had soreness in his side.
He told the New York Mets he had soreness in his side. They gave him an MRI.
And then they said, go try to jump for line drives.
They didn't say that.
They didn't say that.
They didn't say that. But again, I'm going to try to correct you. So they test him. Everything's okay. Jake throws a side session. Jake feels fine. And guess who decided to go to shortstop and work out? You think Luis Rojas decided that? Do you think Zach Scott decided that?
Do you think the Mets are happy about that?
I don't know what the Mets think, but Jacob DeGrom decides what he wants to do. And
that's unacceptable.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal.
You missed the start.
I mean,
how about not jumping for line drives?
What better way to test your side than jumping?
Well, you have every answer, huh?
Well, because it's stupid. If the guy's ready to go on Sunday, he's ready to go on Sunday. Now, if Jacob DeGrom announces my side hurts, you have a much better point.
He wakes up tomorrow feeling fine.
You don't. You're just searching to kill the Mets about something. Because the Mets have actually won two in a row.
This doesn't look like a guy that just missed a start.
Well, why did he miss a start?
He had a soreness in his side.
Okay, so then what the hell's the issue?
He's feeling better.
Go back. Who are you mad at? Jacob DeGrom or the Mets? Let's figure this out.
The New York Mets
answer
should never
question.
Allow this.
So you're mad at the Mets.
Well,
they should have run on the field.
They're both wrong.
No, hold on. So the Mets should have run on the field and said, Jake, how dare you? You're leaping while working out at shortstop. Oh, my God.
Not to blow up Craig's spot here, but
you can blow it up all you want.
Do you remember what Mariano Rivera used to do regularly?
I already mentioned fly balls.
And that's how he tore up his knee once.
CeeLo, you know? I mentioned that, and I don't think it's a big deal because guys have routines. Yeah. That was Mariano's routine. Jake's routine is probably working out at shortstop because he was a shortstop. Yes. And right now he's the best pitcher in baseball, and it sucked he missed the start.
Yep.
This happens every year, unfortunately. Well, if he does, you have a better point. Right now you're just a whiny bitch.
No, not at all. Wow. He really has become a different person.
Really?
Shock, jock.
Really has become, he's throwing the bitch word around.
Well, because
you're
attacking Jacob
DeGrom. It's so offensive to children. Listen, Evan, I called you a
schmuck recently, too. I was here for that.
The name you notice how I've never called him a name? And yet
you've never called me a name?
I hope that someone writes an article that the show's not going to work if Evan's always mean to Craig. Where's that article? It's just not going to work if Evan's mean to Craig.
You know what the problem is? They can't write that article because guess what's working?
You being mean to me. I guess people like it. I guarantee
you. Only when you deserve it. I don't pick on you for no reason. You got to admit that.
Listen, it's a bad look.
It's not.
For the team to allow their best player off an MRI and missed start.
Dude.
To be jumping for line drives.
He's healthy, apparently.
It's a bad look.
If anything, it's a good thing that the guy's healthy. Look, you want the Mets to be the same old Mets. And outside of the fact they're not hitting, which has been same old like, it's a different organization.
Yeah, not
really.
So
you're searching for ways to crush them.
I'm not. Here's the beauty of it.
It's okay.
You know what the beauty is?
You are.
Yeah. They make it so easy.
Really?
I don't have to search for anything.
Jacob DeGrom leaping on a video during batting practice.
Hold on. In context.
Makes it easy for you.
In context.
Because he missed a start a few days ago.
Because he missed a start, and they were so worried about why he missed a start, the MRI item.
Well, who do you think?
And now he's jumping for line drives.
But what I'm saying, again, who decided to go to shortstop and jump? Jacob DeGrom. He runs the show. And when you're that good, listen, man, when you're that good.
I forgot about that part. You're right about that.
Am I wrong, though?
No, I forgot about that.
Am I right that Jacob DeGrom basically decides everything? He decides when he starts. He decides if he needs an extra day. And he'll decide, hey, I've only thrown 88 pitches, but I'm done. Okay. Remember when I was killing the Mets for that? It turned out to be Jake's decision.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's tough to question him because he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Let's hope this doesn't happen because I don't root for this. I never do.
Right.
Let's say you find out tomorrow, well, your soreness is going to miss another start.
Then you make a bet.
DL.
Then you win.
Will you at that point go back and say, why in the world was he? Okay, so here's my question.
I think it would then look bad. Like, what the hell happened?
So,
like, why were you doing that if you didn't feel that well?
You have been a very big fan here of preventative medicine for certain people.
Right.
Especially your basketball team. Okay, fair enough. So here's the best player in the sport at what he does. There's no disputing that. It's DeGrom.
Right.
Okay? Who also happens to be a good guy. So we root for this
guy. And a great athlete.
And a great athlete, yes. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
But for a guy that believes in and supports preventative medicine, why wouldn't you say, hey, Jacob, why don't we take it easy on fielding ground balls and worse, you know, full on ups to get
why.
A line drive?
It's why. Because it's the same thing with Mariano Rivera, and I never ripped him for
that. Thought on this. Because if you agree that if he misses a game now because he's sore again, you will then go back and say, that was really stupid.
Well, it would look very peculiar that, well, what happened between then and the morning when he didn't feel
right.
Well. But I think with great players, and Rivera is included in this, they have their routines. The problem is we don't usually see their routine. Yep. No offense to all of us, we're not watching Jacob DeGrom during Mets batting practice. You certainly aren't. So you have no idea what his routine is. So if that's a part of his routine, how could you criticize it?
I criticize him because he means so much to the team.
Again,
and he just had an MRI.
Right, but if it's a part of his routine.
If I was a Mets fan, I would be pissed about it.
Glass half full. It must mean he's feeling good.
Well, that's the other way to look at it. He doesn't want to look at it that way, though.
Meanwhile, people are criticizing you going to the Poconos for vacation. They want to know if Mount Airy's still open. Are you guys getting the
Mount Airy Lodge?
Are you getting the martini glass hot tub?
I'll be quite honest with you.
And
you
the
ready?
Vibrating bed?
First of all, it's a family trip, not a couple's trip.
Make sure you bring your quarters, said another guy on Twitter.
Ready for this? I'll give it to you. I'll tell you exactly what happened. Pre-pandemic, we went to Great Adventure.
Yes.
Outside Great Adventure.
Yeah, that's a day trip.
Hold on. Outside Great Adventure. Yeah. Hey, put down $200, you get 5 nights in the Poconos, 4 nights at Disney, you know, great deal, right? Then COVID hits.
Yeah.
So now the deadline is coming up. So we got to get on the books.
Oh, so you
got
to go.
You have to
make
go to the Poconos
trip.
Before you can get the Disney trip.
Oh, my God.
Okay?
So you got fooled into having to do this trip.
No, we didn't get fooled. It's just, again, because COVID hit then and everything got shut down,
so you
we were going to spread it out.
So you really don't want to do this trip this week.
It's not a question.
$200 got you a 4-night stay in the Poconos followed by a 4-night stay.
I think it's 5
stay,
in the Poconos, 4 in Disney. Yeah.
All right. Got it.
And park tickets.
So you want to get your money's worth for sure.
Right,
I get it.
Exactly. So we'll take the kids.
And park tickets?
One day, park ticket for Disney.
Oh, you're going to hate that.
Oh, no. I've been with my first son before he turned 3.
How brutal was that? Awful, right?
We had a great week. I was exhausted, but we had a great week.
You're the only one
that says it's awful.
It's the worst place in America.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it's
not. With little kids?
Yeah.
I've taken little kids. So is Salo.
You just took my criticism away, and now it's all going to be directed at you.
If you take kids under the age of 4 to Disney World,
I have.
You are a complete moron.
I've done it twice.
You're asking for the worst week of your life.
But it wasn't. We are here telling you you're wrong with proof.
Okay.
Listen, you have to adjust your expectations,
obviously.
We did. In fact, we loved it so much, we did it again a few months later.
Right. Was he in diapers when you took him?
No. He was not in diapers.
Diapers would be...
Mine was pull-ups.
Yeah. That one, I mean, can you really enjoy it?
We figured it out.
Oh, all right. Coming around. All right.
Well, no. Look, if I go now with Spence, who's 7 months old, that can be a major. I mean, what's he doing? He's just being rolled around in a stroller.
Yeah. No, you guys should enjoy this.
But for a three, four, five-year-old, the kid has a great time.
The key was we went right before he turned three because he gets in for free as he's two.
Okay.
So now we go back before my youngest turns three. Yeah, well, he was big.
He's a big
kid. He just turned five.
He's an ethical guy, too.
You know, he's
a big kid. I got you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice.
You ready for your pop quiz, by the way?
If you have a pop quiz, sure.
I do.
Sure, why not?
The New York baseball lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees. Buy the sportsbook at Wind Creek Bethlehem. Play online or in person. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. And by Goldenberg's Peanut Chews. Grab some today.
I'd like to grab some today, but they're not here.
Well, you got to go to Quick Check then. They just said, grab
I love Quick Check. They have the best pretzels.
Really? Better than the Wawa pretzel?
Wawa pretzels are good because they're Philly-based, but the Quick Check pretzels are as good a pretzel as you're ever going to get.
All right.
Yeah, solid pretzel.
All right. Who's on the mound for the Yanks tonight?
Who's on the mound? My main man, Jameson Taillon. Why don't I get these questions?
I win. Thank you.
I'm giving him the easy one first.
Is it too easy for me, so you got to give it to Craig? Is that what's going on?
Multiple questions?
Now, let's see.
That was one question.
The Yankee line, I want to see how I want to do this. Do I want you to give me the order, or do I want you to tell me who's playing what
position? I don't
know.
You've been sitting on it for a half hour. You think you know by now.
I think I want you to tell me which player.
We went to a break and everything.
Well, it was for dramatic purposes. I want you to tell me which player is playing which position.
Well, hold on. Why don't I get to do this? Because I know it? I haven't looked at the Yankee lineup.
You want in? I'm trying to give you your revenge. Last time we did this, Craig peeked at the answers.
Make Craig look like
an
idiot.
And he made you look silly.
Seems like most people agree with me on this DeGrom thing. If I just a quick, you know.
Straw poll.
A straw poll on social media, which is rare because most people like to disagree with me.
Right.
I did get a couple, I did get a couple of those. This is a silly quiz. I already got the picture right.
That was the easy. That was the layup.
Stanton's DHing.
Okay.
That's the easiest one.
Right.
Aaron Judge is playing right.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, maybe he can strike out 9 times in a row.
Hey, he got the sombrero the other day.
Stan saved his ass.
Yes.
Because if Stan's not hitting home runs, people are now, because, you know, they're right after each other. People are saying, wait a minute. Judge just struck out 7 consecutive times and wasn't close to getting a hit.
Yeah.
Right?
No, I know.
You're right. Stan's hot. No doubt.
Well,
Judge is in right.
So he's in right. Hicks is in center.
Right.
You got that one easy, so you knew it wasn't a big deal yesterday?
What's that?
Aaron Hicks got hurt yesterday, even though they called
it. He's fine.
What'd he call it again?
He's a tough guy.
He didn't even miss a game. 3 for 3. I thought he was fine.
Well, Gio's probably not playing.
So
I'm going to say DJ's playing third.
Okay.
Obviously, Glaber's playing short.
Yeah.
Odor's out of the lineup.
He's on the injured list.
So that means, that is a tough question. Wade's playing second.
Oh, look at this guy.
And I would go, I don't know, is Ford playing first tonight?
He is not.
He's not, okay.
Lefty's on the mound.
A lefty's pitching.
Patrick Corbin.
I didn't take a look at that. I should have taken a look at that. Good call, Matt.
A lefty with an ERA of 8.10.
Oh, the 8.10, so the Yankees might get shut out tonight. They struggle with those
ERA. Even the Mets hit Patrick Corbin, though. Come on.
All right. Oh, so tonight's going to be just a hit fest. It's going to be great.
I tell you, the guy who's playing first base is a surprise.
The guy who's playing first is a surprise.
Yeah, I'll explain why after
that was part
he gets
of
it.
Why
the guy who's
the
playing
quiz.
First is
I think
a,
it's
did
a
they
surprise.
Bring somebody up that I'm unaware of? Was anybody called up today?
Well, yes. Somebody was called
somebody
up.
Was
today.
Called
is that
up.
Guy playing first base?
Yeah.
That's a kind of a trick question.
Yeah, but no. Here's why it's tricky.
Andujar.
So the answer is Miguel Andujar. And the reason why
I sunk it in there.
It's kind of tricky, and I'm curious to ask Aaron about this.
Why is Andujar playing third?
That was my
thought. DJ playing first.
That's what I want to know. My speculative thought on this is that long term, Andujar is very rarely going to play third base because Gio Urshela is the guy when he's healthy.
Agreed.
And Gio's injury is minor. And Andujar's at-bats are probably going to come in left field, DH, and a little bit at first base. Obviously, Boyd's coming
back. In AAA, he's not even playing third base.
He's not even playing. Okay. Right, no. He's been playing first base and left field.
Left field and first base.
Because Gio's, I got you.
I don't think
it has anything to do with Gio. I think they are done with Andujar as a third
base. Well, and I also think, I think it's related to Gio in that he is the guy. He's so good defensively. He's entrenched as the third baseman. And there's more openings in left field where no one's hit. And first base, if Voit comes back healthy, it's his job. But if Voit ever got hurt, first base is open.
Yeah, he becomes he's like the platoon guy on steroids. And I'm not using steroids literally there.
Right.
Because when the team's healthy,
Voit's the first baseman.
Voit's the first baseman. You've got a third baseman.
But you don't have a left fielder.
And you don't have a – because Frazier's not hitting the ball.
And neither is Brett Gardner.
You know,
and
I told you, they call Frazier in the clubhouse DP.
They do not call him that. Maybe for different reasons,
but
no.
They call him double play man.
The question is –
whoa.
I don't know what you're talking
about. Okay, never mind.
The question is, could they DH Andujar – and play Stan a little bit in left field, or is that completely
I don't think Stan's ever playing the field.
Well, yeah, ask Aaron.
Let me give you a little
something.
I don't
think they're messing with him right now.
Good Lord.
So who's playing left field today?
Clint Frazier's playing left.
Frazier's back.
Against the lefty, he's got to.
Before 5 o'clock arrives, I'm trying to give you some freaking context here.
Okay.
And the three of you won't shut up for 10 seconds.
I have to admit, the last two times I did it on purpose.
Holy hell.
All right, okay, so you got
three games in a triple A. Andujar's killing the ball at the plate, but you guys are done with him at third base. Okay. Last night was his first professional start at first base. He played two innings,
I get you.
And then they moved him back to third.
Yeah, but they're playing against a guy who's got an 80 ERA.
Okay,
so
my point is they're done with him at third. But they moved him back to third. He's played two innings at first base as a pro.
Context is king. Last year, there was no minor league season. He was transitioning to left field and first base last
year. You're missing my point.
During spring training.
You just said it. Why not DJ? So he's played two innings at first in the minors.
Like for one game, it wouldn't kill
you. And now tonight, hey, he's played two innings at first. Let's throw him out there.
Dude, if you would have asked me, if you told me Andujar and DJ are in the lineup, I would have guessed DJ's at first base and Andrews are third. I don't disagree with you. I'm just speculating, and we'll ask him that they just see him long-term more as a first baseman, DH, and left fielder because Gio Urshela, I don't even give a damn what he hits. He's the third baseman,
I understand
period.
All that. I'm not thinking long-term. I'm talking about tonight.
I agree. I don't think they're thinking long-term with tonight.
Because Luke Voigt's going to be back next week.
I think they are thinking, we do not want him at third
ever.
Base.
Then why did they put him there? Why did they pull him from first base?
I don't know,
base
but why wouldn't they play him tonight in LeMahieu at first? That makes no sense.
That's what I want to know.
They're done with him at third base.
Here's the beauty of having an exclusive interview every week with the manager, Boondog. He'll join us in a half hour, and you guys can pepper him on that.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm very proud of you.
What did I do?
You keep nailing these lineups, man. You get like 8 out of 9.
You know why? Because I'm watching every game.
I like it.
Yeah.
Haven't you always watched every game?
No. This is why I watched more baseball this year than the last 5 years.
Who's the catcher tonight?
Oh, yeah, we didn't answer that.
Mm.
Who is the catcher tonight?
I'm going Higgy. I'm going Gary Sanchez. I'm going to go Gary Sanchez.
He had a 50-50 shot.
He read my body language.
Am I going Gary Sanchez?
I could have deked you.
All right, Gary Sanchez.
Gary's going to take the job.
By the way, Urshela's MRI came back structurally sound, so he is day-to-day.
Who's
and doing
that?
A lot better today, Urshela.
Yeah, I heard he's going to field ground balls before tonight's game and jump
he's
for
gonna
every
leap and
drive.
Jump, yeah.
Because that'd be smart.
He's going to throw a bullpen session before tonight's game.
Oh, people telling me Mount Airy's still open. So if you want the vibrating bread for the kids and the champagne glass hot tub for you and your wife, it is available.
The vibrating. And
I do want to have
quarters.
I do
want to
make
everything.
Planes, trains, and automobiles.
I do want to have a getaway.
Vibrating
with,
bed.
I do want to have a getaway just with my wife. Like, we need it badly.
You
is
think?
That the place? Yeah, badly. We need it.
Yeah.
Two
tell
kids,
me about it.
Constantly something.
Your in-laws I live with
it.
You.
Yeah, we I mean, need it on, badly. Man. In fact,
they
you
have the first
the place.
2 weeks of their lives without help, and all of a sudden he needs a vacation.
Wait, it's not just that.
Just what plan happened? It soon and let us know when it's happening.
Yeah, that was one way for nice. Cinco de Mayo celebration. Had to see their other grandkids.
Yeah, they're finally getting to see their other grandkids.
Yeah, which is great.
Pandemic,
so
man.
Evan and his wife, it was 2-on-2. Two kids versus two parents. They're done.
Yeah.
No. That's not it.
Yeah.
That's not the content.
That's what I'm reading.
We need it bad. We need it bad.
Kutcher's. We got to get out of here.
No, so C-Mac. Your son C-Mac who goes to bed at 7 and sleeps till 6.
No, hold on.
Real
C-Mac
difficult.
Is right. It's more that. Hey, our in-laws live with us.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
My in-laws live with us.
No one's cooking for them now, yeah.
Yeah.
We just need that one-on-one getaway time. Pick the place for me.
A couple days
you don't have to pay for it. Just I want you to pick the place.
Why don't you guys go to Disney?
We're not going to Disney.
Have a good time at Disney.
I like the vibrating.
Stay at the Grand Floridian. Have a great time.
I like the idea of the vibrating beds. Tell me more.
Yeah, bring quarters. Yeah. Tell you more. The bed vibrates. You're done quick. It's over. Then you're like, why is this bed vibrating so much?
They have vibrating beds and mirrored room ceilings on Tunnelly Avenue right outside the Holland Tunnel.
They do that. By the way, I recommend bringing a blue light with you.
Jeez.
That's always fun.
Yeah, I'm out.
Boy.
I need another place. I want to go to that castle that Dolan lives in.
Ohika.
Ohika.
Is that expensive? Ohika.
I don't think you can just stay there. It's
you can't
castle.
Just stay there?
No.
You could have a, why don't you have a wedding there or something?
wedding crashing, that's fun.
Been there, communion.
Been there, done that.
No, it's just huge. It's called Ohika Castle. Yeah. I'm not even kidding about
that. I thought it's a getaway place, though.
It is. No, it's more like an event.
Yeah, space and stuff, yeah.
But there's another place right near it that has, you know, swingers pools.
Yeah, I see that one.
Oh, maybe you guys do that. Yeah, maybe you should do that.
Maybe you guys and Tommy as well.
No.
You guys all go to a hang on the swingers pool.
We'll break
No.
About, I would think the swingers pool is more disgusting than the Mount Area vibrating bed. Jesus.
That's saying something.
Well, that's just me. I don't know. Meanwhile, Aaron Boone is coming up at 5 o'clock, so you have that.
We're going to ask him about Mount Area when he comes on.
Here's Larry in Brooklyn on the fan. Larry, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you been, Larry?
I'm doing okay.
What's wrong? Is something wrong?
I saw the article, who's running for mayor. Bobby Valentine is running for mayor in Stamford.
Yep, I saw that.
I wanted to say Bobby Valentine should run for mayor in New York. I would vote for Bobby Valentine if he runs for mayor
I think
in
a
New
lot
York.
Of people would, Larry. He's, you know, listen, he is a Stamford born and raised guy. And I don't know much about the politics of Stamford, but I love Bobby. And, again, no disrespect to whoever the current mayor is or he's running against. Bobby Valentine's going to win that election in a landslide.
Yeah, and I would vote for Bobby.
Yeah.
Bobby, if you're listening, please run for mayor in New York.
All right.
You'll beat people in New York.
He doesn't want to deal with this mess, trust me. Yeah, I don't think he wants to deal with
also,
that.
I also want to say, Mets should bring up Mauriciano and
Mauricio.
Mauricio and the kid from Kansas.
Let me ask
City.
You a question, Larry. As a diehard Met fan, what New York Met is currently disappointing you the most?
What's his name?
Take your time. No worries.
The one who plays third base who got hit on the hand.
J.D. Davis
disappoints you the most?
What about J.D. Davis don't you like?
He doesn't hit that. He doesn't hit and he doesn't play third base.
He was their best hitter before he got hurt.
All right.
I want the kid from Kansas City they traded for.
Oh, he's going to come up this weekend. Come in, the outfielder.
And I want Maurice.
Maurice. Okay.
Larry, you're being very selfish.
I like rookies to play. Mm-hmm. You know, to get spots.
Let me ask you one more question, Larry. And I always love when you call, so I hope you feel comfortable calling our show because it's important that you do. When you saw, if you haven't seen it yet, you'll see it later today. You can go look for it, or if you follow me on Twitter, I put it up. When you see a photograph of Jacob DeGrom fielding ground balls and jumping high in the air to try to catch a line drive, do you worry that he's going to get hurt, and do you wish he wouldn't do that?
Yeah, I'm worried he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, me too.
Well, you got Larry on your side, Craig.
And that kind of worry keeps me up at night, Larry. How about you?
Definitely.
Yeah, what do you do when you can't sleep?
I go on the YouTube. And I watch the YouTube people, the people on the Mets YouTube channel.
Oh, that's cool.
I want to suggest.
So in other words, Met baseball puts you to sleep. I got you.
I want to suggest, like when Ed Kellman retires.
Yes.
I wanted to suggest one of the people on YouTube who has a YouTube with the YouTube Mets Red Sox.
Okay.
To
replace Ed Coleman?
Yeah.
Well, Evan said he already wanted that job, so, you know that goes politics and all that. Well, listen, Larry, I'm glad you called, buddy.
Well, I have a very important question for you, Larry.
Okay.
Last time you were on this station, you admitted that you quote-unquote hate Craig Carton.
What?
And I said to you...
When did that happen?
He said it on the morning show. And I said to you, Larry...
What?
Give him time. Like, he's going to grow on you. You're going to love Craig. Do you now love Craig?
I like him, and I'm going to... And when you guys are on TV, I'm going to be watching
you. There
you
go.
And also, you know, I would like to try to get a job with the Mets organization.
Well, maybe I'll give you a job.
Yeah, either work with WFAN.
Yeah.
Or work with the Mets organization.
What job would you give Larry?
Well, it depends what Larry wants to do. But
what would you want to do?
Larry, let's discuss that on a future call, okay, buddy?
All right, no problem.
All right. And listen, have a great weekend. And I hope everything works out for you, as always. And say hi to all the folks that live.
And tell Joe Beningo I miss him. And yes. I heard him on the radio. And tell him I miss him.
You got it, buddy. You be well. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, kiddo. There you go. Larry,
he likes you now. How about that?
Oh, everybody
you
likes
converted him.
Yes, because I'm kind to him.
Why are you just brushing that off? That's
because most people here aren't kind to Larry.
Who's not
and
kind
it
to Larry?
Pisses me off.
I'm kind to Larry.
Nah, there's a whole thing here. You used to be mean. And the morning guys.
I sent
are
the guy.
Mean,
well, hold on. I sent
and
the
I
guy.
I recognize Larry
bobbleheads.
For who he is. And I think it's great that he calls
Craig,
in.
Craig, no.
And it sports means so much. Okay. And you
I've
mean
sent,
people out there.
I've sent
who
him
don't
bobbleheads.
Care about people like
Have
Larry.
Have you sent him bobbleheads?
You mocked him about
Have
the
I
bobblehead.
Sent him I've sent him bobbleheads.
Yeah,
you
sent him a bobblehead he never got, Evan.
No, I sent
Good
him
job.
All the bobbleheads.
Yeah.
Plus, I sent him a Mets blanket.
Yeah.
Have you sent him a Mets blanket?
Did you pay for the shipping?
I did.
You did?
Paid for everything.
You didn't send it from here?
No. Send it from my home. Well, it came from the Amazon workplace because I went on Amazon, bought it, and then it shipped.
Okay, good.
So I paid for the shipping, but it didn't come from my home.
I'm glad you did. So now you're trying to buy people.
No, I'm trying to be nice.
Yeah, that makes you a better person.
Boy, you're the worst.
Be mean to him and embarrass him publicly.
I'm never mean to Larry.
And then send him a blanket.
I'm never mean to Larry. Larry was mean to you. He said he didn't like you.
I'm okay with that.
And I stood up for you and said, listen, Craig's tremendous. Just give him time. And guess what? He likes you.
Everyone eventually comes around. It always starts off that way. Goes from hate to dislike.
You think
to
that's
eh? Then there's a moment of ugh, and then it comes out like, you know what? I finally get it, and I enjoy it.
How long does that process take?
It's a 2-year process.
2 years
for some. For some,
it's a process.
No, there's a process of listening to the show that does take some people time. Some people get it right away.
Right.
But it's so different than any other show out there. That sometimes it takes people time, and then once you get it. You love it.
Jim
you
Dolan wouldn't have it. The patience.
Huh?
Jim Dolan wouldn't have enough
Jim
patience.
Jim Dolan had enough patience for that crap organization of yours.
Come on.
No, let me rephrase that.
Come on.
For that former crap executive team of yours. Jim Dolan was right. Huh. And he made the Rangers better by firing the dead weight that was here.
Wow.
Yep.
How do we know that?
Because he said so.
Okay.
There you go. That's all you need to know.
They haven't played a game next season next year.
Yeah. I bet you they're in the playoffs next year.
He did compare.
They better be in the playoffs next
year. He did compare Chris Drury to Brian Cashman. That seems to get you a little hot and bothered.
Yes, he did. One side note, and I'll say with all you guys in the room, that I hope everyone, I'm going to say something that you know, I hope is not lip service and you hear it and it means something to you. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. May 20th specifically, coming up is a very big day for mental health awareness. It is a serious thing. It is a real thing. So we're having a good time and, you know, doing what we do on the air. I did want to remind everyone that May is Mental Health Awareness Month. So if you or someone you care about is having an issue or you think somebody in your life is having an issue, please don't be quiet about it. Pick up the phone, either call a professional service about it, call someone you love or care about and have the conversation because we're losing far too many people to a suicide and other situations which change the course of their lives forever. And it's a serious issue, and I would just hope that at some point you recognize that someone in your life might have a mental health problem. And if you do think that, Don't hide it or, you know, bury it under the rug. If it's you or someone close to you, open up and try to have a conversation about it. You might save somebody's life. And as we move closer to May 20th, we'll do a little bit more about that. But so I didn't know the appropriate time on the show to bring it up. So I figured now better than ever with before we talk to Aaron Boone and go down that road, just pick up the phone. Call somebody. Not everyone is suicidal, of course, but people do have mental health issues that they don't know how to discuss. So try to be open to having those conversations. So that's my soapbox moment of the day.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.